So this is definitely going to be something that gets tabs and follow-ups and all of the things, because yes, that sounds awesome. Also said, never gonna go woke, never, ever, ever in a million years, never gonna go woke. Hello, Nerdy Legion. We're doing the thing, man. We've got a decent episode. We have a little bit of housekeeping to get out of the way. I'm just going to keep doing it. Actually, there's a couple of shout-outs that are noteworthy to the Legion as well, so stick around. Rumor Mill has got some really interesting stuff that's factoring into it. Either way, thank you very much for joining me. This is Comic Talk today. The show is Comic Talk Headlines. I am Dustin, and let's jump into all of that housekeeping. I'm sorry if I sound a little exasperated. I had technical difficulties and have lost two files now. So this is the third time I'm filming this today. Either way, hi nerds, let's take care of some housekeeping, shall we? Hopefully the audio will hold up, because that was the last technical difficulty. So housekeeping for today is as follows. We have, we're starting with shoutouts. We have one shoutout that has to go out first, and that is to Ronnie the Baron, who is a member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network, which I am also. Ronnie is not a new listener or follower or anything like that. He just contributed a little bit to this episode. So we'll get to his contributions in the TV streaming section of the episode. But thank you very much to Ronnie the Baron. If you want to follow him on the Twitters, you can find his Twitter handle in the video description, show notes, whatever you want to call it. The other shout out goes to our newest Twitter follower, which is Ed. I apologize, I forgot your last name. Teal Productions. Mr. Ed is again, Mr. Ed, you're not a horse. I apologize. Either way, newest follower on Twitter. Giving you the shout outs, working on, while we're in housekeeping, working on making the stream a little bit better. Still don't know exactly how that's going to be coming back as far as my schedule is concerned, but all of the shout outs and stuff will happen there as well. So cross your fingers and hope that we can get the streaming back up. But that brings us to the shameless plug portion of the housekeeping. Again, pushing for social media as a means to get us more content. I say us because you guys are part of this conversation as well. So to get us more content means if I can get the social medias a little bit more sturdy, a little bit more active and growing, that means I can get more clearance to get media coverage for things like Comic-Con and getting in to do interviews with bands and getting in for a couple other things that I'm trying to line up, which it makes difficult because I've spent so long trying to make all of the technical aspects of this work that now it's time to start making the word known that we exist, right? So follow me. If you can hear my voice, if you can see my beautiful face, then follow me over on the social medias. YouTube, I guess, technically counts as a social media, depending on which promoter I'm talking to or which producer or which, you know, manager, whatever. Sometimes they count the YouTube as a social media. So if you are not already following me, if you have not subscribed to the YouTube channel, there is more than just the news show up on the YouTube channel. The interviews will go out on these audio outlets as well as the YouTube channel. But if you want early access to interviews, if you want a little bit more say in all of that stuff, then the more places you are subscribed, the more often I will hear your voice and the more I will take note. So the YouTube is Generally Nerdy, obviously. The Twitter is Generally _ Nerdy. Facebook, obviously, as well, Generally Nerdy, as well as Getter is the one that I'm kind of more active on. Also Generally Nerdy on there. Instagram, we're going to get into Instagram in the gaming and tech section. Kind of active on Instagram. I'm considering maybe not being as active on Instagram, but again, we'll get into my logic behind maybe not, maybe so, as far as that goes in the gaming and tech section. That being said, that is all we have for the shout outs and the housekeeping. So let's move right into the news, shall we, nerds? TV streaming nerds, we have a pretty sizable TV streaming and then a pretty small movie, so whatever. Follow-ups in TV streaming. Something is killing the children. Ronnie the Baron, thank you very much, sir. I really don't know why I didn't make this connection before, but Ronnie pointed out, and so I am correcting myself slightly, that this is a comic book. I knew that somewhere in the back of my head, so this is very likely not going to be part of the Haunting series. I mean, the possibility kind of still exists, however slim, but the likelihood is, yes, this is going to be a standalone thing, because comic book versus literature, it's not really, I don't know, it would be difficult to link them, I would imagine. So thank you very much, Ronnie the Baron. Again, you can find his Twitter down in the show notes. Next, we're talking very briefly about Loki. Loki season 2 is happening. This is significant for a number of reasons, not the least of which being, you know, the crazy timeline-ness that was set up by the end of that season, but also, this is the first Disney Plus Marvel series that has been announced to be getting a second season officially. We have reason to believe that Falcon and Winter Soldier will probably come back to some degree. WandaVision very potentially has that ability to come back, but this is the only one officially that is coming back, and so that's pretty significant. Also, Tom Hiddleston recently said that he would love to play Loki until he dies, so we'll see if that happens. Next, we're talking very briefly on follow-ups for Game of Thrones. This one's a follow-up and an announcement all at the same. That Flea Bottom series that we talked about that was coming around, I believe it was rumor, but has officially been squashed. It is not actually happening. Now we have word that there is two different animated series coming out. That's all we really know. There's a little bit of speculation as to what one of those series is going to be, but not both of them. You can find a link to that speculation down in the show notes. So let's talk real quick about trailers. We have our first trailer for Titans season 3, first full-on trailer for Titans season 3. Looks interesting. Definitely worth a watch. If you've been keeping up on this series, season 3 looks like it is not going to disappoint. Though, there's some shadiness going on with their Batman. We'll see how that pans out. I don't know how I feel about that, but we're moving on. Next trailer is the new Chucky series has officially released its first trailer. I should say has finally released its first trailer. It's been a long time coming. I honestly haven't watched the trailer yet because I literally found this right before I came to film, but let's go watch it together, shall we? So our first piece of news has to do with the 90s sci-fi series, Sliders. Jerry O'Connell, remember, was the lead for this show. John Rhys-Davies was in it. A number of other fantastic actors. I was a huge Sliders fan, I'm not going to lie. But Sliders is getting a remake. Don't know exactly how that's working out, but producer Tracy Torme was a producer on the original series. He told the Masters of the Genre podcast that there is a new series actively in pre-production. So this is definitely going to be something that gets tabs and follow-ups and all of the things, because yes, that sounds awesome. Also said, never gonna go woke, never, ever, ever in a million years, never gonna go woke. Next, we're talking Eddie Izzard, who is recently struck up a new deal for distribution. So all of the stand-up specials, there was a documentary also about Eddie. Now all of them are coming to, there's a list. The distribution deal is with Comedy Dynamics, which puts all of that content on Amazon Prime, Peacock, Spectrum, Apple TV, Dish, Google Play, DirecTV, Vimeo, YouTube, just to name a few. So if you are looking for your Eddie Izzard fix, and I know I am because I love the comedy stylings of Eddie Izzard, definitely this is good news. We're moving, though, from that into our final piece. Also has to do with a comedian. Bo Burnham, the Inside special that is on Netflix that is going pretty nuts, everybody kind of loves it, is going into theaters. Now, originally, when this was announced just a couple days ago. It was announced that this is going to be in theaters just for a single day. Now it is going to be in theaters for a total of 4 single days. It's going to be in over 400 theaters throughout US and Canada. So if you want to see this in a theater going experience, then now might be your shot. That sounds pretty freaking awesome. Congratulations to Bo. That's huge. That's all we have, though, in TV streaming. Now let's get into movie news, and we really only have a couple follow-ups. That's about it. So first one is Black Adam. We have the announcement from The Rock himself that Black Adam has concluded principal photography. So now we're moving into post. We might have to shoot pickups. We might have to shoot reshoots, whatever, so on and so forth. But we are that much closer to seeing this movie in theaters. Next and finally, we're talking Indiana Jones. This is a casting announcement for Indiana Jones, the 5th movie. Antonio Banderas has been added to the cast. No, I did not see the official character he's going to be playing, but that's pretty big. That's a pretty big grab for an Indiana Jones. For an Indiana Jones movie, as if Indiana Jones couldn't get whoever the heck they wanted, but still, Antonio Banderas is a pretty big name, man. But that's all we have for movies. I'm sorry, nerds. Rumor Mill is another short one, but we'll get into that. So we have, first up, we're talking about Luke Cage and Iron Fist. So we have a brand new rumor saying that, yes, those characters are coming, and yes, they are going to be in the Heroes for Hire series. That is also rumored. But no, the original actors from the Netflix series will not be playing them, so we will not see Finn Jones and Mike Coulter playing Iron Fist or Luke Cage, respectively. Now, this is rumor based on rumor, so we can't go above 50%. And this is also a Marvel rumor, so Feige, reasons. We already know that very likely Iron Fist will be recast as an Asian man, which makes sense to me, at least somebody who's partially Asian, good lord. That kind of makes sense. The Luke Cage thing seems a little weird, but being as those two series did not get as much fan love as the Charlie Cox Daredevil series, it kind of stands to reason that this is probable. So I'm going to go, I don't feel like all the way up is necessary or is accurate here. I feel like there's a couple of variables that we're not factoring in for some reason. So I am going to give it the full 50%, but that's kind of against my better judgment. So that's a really weak 50%. Our next piece has to do with Ms. Marvel. This one's just kind of a real quick rumor about how supposedly the character of Ms. Marvel is going to get her powers in the movie or in the series, which then leads into the Marvels, the movie. So Ms. Marvel, Kamala Khan, in the comic books is an Inhuman because she gets her powers directly from the Terrigen Mist. So technically that makes her an Inhuman, but in the movies, she's going to get her powers depending on which source you're reading this from. And honestly, I think both could be an option together at the same time. But depending on where you're getting your rumors from, either she's getting her powers directly from just a blast of energy from an undisclosed source, or she's getting her powers from the bracelets that she wears. And then it's kind of unclear as to whether or not she needs to wear the bracelets. I feel like the more likely scenario, should either of these be the case, is that the bracelets are going to give her the blast of energy that is then going to give her the powers. So, I don't know. It kind of interesting. Seems like a plausible, because that's kind of how Captain Marvel got her powers, right? So, I feel like this one only kind of makes sense. So because of that, we're going to give it a little higher. We're going to go about 65% likely on that one. Our final rumor for this episode has to do with that Netflix announcement for gaming. The first rumor that was kind of inevitable, first rumor around this announcement is that PlayStation is going to be the exclusive place that you can play Netflix games. PlayStation doesn't really have anything to compete with Xbox's Game Pass, so the rumor is that this is going to be how they compete with Xbox Game Pass. It seems probable. I don't know how probable, but there's an argument to be made there. So I feel like Netflix would be kind of shooting themselves in the foot, but they are trying for Asian markets. So I'm going to put this right about 50% because there's enough on both sides that you could argue it either way. And that is the end of the Rumor Mill Nerds. It's also the end of the episode. So what did I miss? What should we talk about in the next one? Let me know in the comments down below. If though you want to go deeper in the conversation, jump over to the website, generallynerdy.net, patreon.com/generallynerdy, all of the places, do all of the things. Subscribe, whatever. See all of the stuff going on the side of the channel there. You can see all the other things. Click or tap those videos. Thank you very much, nerds. I'm going to head out now before I go. Always, always remember that if it's generally nerdy, it's probably here. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and subscribe to any and all of the podcasts we have on the subject. You can find all of the podcasts we offer on any of the podcast outlets that you choose. So if you want to go deeper into the nerd news, you want to see other generally nerdy things, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel. Once again, that is Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.